Have you ever felt just seriously overwhelmed with all the information being thrown at you on how to grow your business? If so, I just want you to know I feel you because I have been there myself. And I bring this up because despite all the knowledge and amazing information that's out there, you really only need to focus on 3 steps to successfully grow your business. That said, this episode is all about a simple and effective 3-step sales funnel that can help you take your faith-based business to the next level. If you are struggling to generate leads, convert prospects into paying customers, or increase your revenue, then you won't want to miss this because we're going to be discussing how you can create a sales funnel that not only aligns with your values and mission, but also drives results. So in this episode, you are going to learn a simple 3-step sales funnel proven to grow your faith-based business. Then you're going to learn how you can utilize this sales funnel both passively and proactively so you're not waiting around twiddling your thumbs anymore. And then you're going to learn exactly what to focus on if you want to generate leads and convert them into clients, and then how to nurture your leads with a powerful and valuable lead magnet and the kind of lead magnet you don't want to use. And then you're also going to learn my own journey with this 3-step sales funnel. Now, if you don't already know me, my name is Hannah. I am a faith-fueled business mentor and certified life coach, and I am a seasoned entrepreneur of 6 years, and I have successfully implemented this 3-step sales funnel in my faith-based business and continue to see amazing results. So whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for years, this episode is jam-packed with valuable information that I just know is going to help you achieve your business goals. So that said, please tune in to learn how to create a simple and effective sales funnel that aligns with your faith-based values and drives growth for your business. So if you're ready, let's dive on in. Hey Queen, welcome to Call to CEO. I'm your host, Hannah Brindley, daughter of the King, certified life coach, and faith-fueled business mentor. I know you are so sick of feeling like you work so hard in your business with little to no reward while staying in the same cycle of self-sabotaging tendencies you know are keeping you stuck. And because of that, I know you are craving to end this never-ending cycle of self-destruction and cultivate a thriving, Holy Spirit-led business without letting it become your idol. If you are ready to be fueled by faith over flesh, fight your battles spiritually instead of physically, take bold and obedient action on your God-given call to CEO, and finally create that thriving, faith-fueled business, then you are in the right place. So go ahead and grab your favorite sparkling beverage, grab a notebook and pen, and let's dive in. Now, before we get into the meat of this episode, and let me tell you, this episode should probably be a paid masterclass, but I love you, and I just think it's so important that everyone learns this. So please make sure you get a notebook and pen because you're going to need it. But like I said, before we get into today's episode, I have a surprise for you. Like, big surprise. And the thing is that I'm actually going to be turning 30 this year. I will be turning 30 on the 4th of July. And I want to celebrate this major life milestone with you. And to do that, we're going to do a couple of things. We actually have a huge giveaway in addition to a huge promotion that's going to save you some cash in regards to our paid offers. So let's go ahead and touch on the huge promotion first. So like I said, first things first, I am turning 30. So it made sense to me to first offer you 30% off of my signature course, Faith Fueled Coach Academy, which I have never done. Seriously, I have never, ever had a sale at all on Faith Fueled Coach Academy, let alone 30% off. Like, What in the world? So if you have been eyeing FCA and waiting for the perfect moment to join, this is it. Like I said, I have never had a sale on FCA. So this is your chance. And if you are not familiar with FCA, like I said, it's my signature course and it's going to help you start or scale your Holy Spirit-led coaching business. This course is perfect for those who just aren't making a consistent full-time income from their coaching business yet, but want to. So whether you are brand new and starting from scratch, or you're pretty seasoned, but just haven't made the full-time income yet online, this is for you. So if you want to check out FCA or read some testimonials or enroll at the 30% off discount, you can head to www.hannahbrindley.com/FCA and then use the code 30 off at checkout. And that's the number 30. So 30 and then off, OFF. 30OFF at checkout and you'll receive 30% off. And I'm also going to link that in the show notes for you. But that's not all. Go big or go home, right? So we also have a promotion going on for our membership, the Called to CEO Collective, where you can get half off your first month, which is also super exciting because I've never done this either. And if you're not familiar with the Collective, it is a community-driven membership for Christian entrepreneurs who are ready to fully live out and embody a faith-fueled CEO-level mindset, heartset, and skill set, and build a brand, ministry, or business that is going to withstand the test of time. Now, if you've listened to this podcast before or you follow me on social, then you already know this membership is very near and dear to my heart, and it's truly something special. When you immerse yourself in this community, you will find yourself fully equipped with support and prayer and guidance in your life and business. We literally get on mastermind calls together. And this is a low ticket membership. It's literally $57 a month for an unmatched community and coaching. You literally cannot beat that. And that's before the promotion. So after the promotion, it's literally $28.50 for your first month. This is insane. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time, my friend, and you can check it out and join us by heading to www.hannahbrindley.com/membership, and you can use the code 50 off at checkout, and that's the number 50, so 50 and then OFF, that is the code, so you can get half off your first month at checkout. Now, this promotion for both FCA and the Collective is only good for the month of June. So you've got until June 30th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enroll in both FCA and inside the Collective. And all the info that you need is in the show notes for you. So that's the promotions for you. But before we get into the juiciness that is this episode, because it's a real juicy, let's chat giveaway for a second. I am giving away 1 full year inside of the Call to CEO Collective and a full scholarship to Faith Fueled Coach Academy. Now, these are going to 2 different people. Okay, so there's going to be 2 winners. One person's going to get the full year inside of the Collective, and one person's going to get the full scholarship to FCA. This is huge. So in order to win, all you have to do is, it's literally 2 things, okay? It's so simple. 1, you can leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts. Now, if you've already done this, all you got to do is share the podcast with a friend. And then once you either leave a review or share with a friend, just share the screenshot of the review or you sharing with a friend on either Instagram stories and tag me at Hannah Brindley, or post it inside of my free Facebook group called Called to CEO Collective. And this is going to be linked to the show notes. Now, if you do not have, you know, social media, feel free to email me this screenshot at Hannah@hannahbrindley.com. That is totally fine too. But obviously, social media is great if you have it. Now, that is step number one. So that's leaving a podcast review on Apple Podcasts or sharing with a friend and then taking a screenshot of it and sending it to me, you know, via Instagram stories, my Facebook group, or email. And then number two, it's subscribe to my email list. And that's going to be linked in the show notes for you. You can actually just do that quickly by going to bit.ly/powerprompts, bit.ly/powerprompts. And again, I'm linking that in the show notes. So super, super simple. That's it. And that is all you have to do to get entered to win. But if you want 5 additional entries, seriously, 5 additional entries, all you have to do is join the Call to CEO Collective. That's it. And don't forget, there is a 50% promotion going on for your first month in all of June. And the really cool thing is that if you join the Call to CEO Collective in June, you also have the ability to join the exclusive giveaway I'm doing for collective members, and that's giving you a one-on-one coaching call with me. Again, that is exclusive to collective members, okay? Now, again, this giveaway also ends on June 30th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please make sure you are on the email list and you leave a review or you share with a friend. And I should also mention that if you do take advantage of the promotions for FCA and you end up winning a scholarship for it, you will get a full refund or it can go towards another offer. And if you are the winner for the free year to the collective and take advantage of the half off promo for your first month, the full year will start the month after. So don't worry, you will be taken care of. Now, all of this to say, I am so excited to celebrate being alive for 3 whole decades, like holy moly. And I really hope you're excited as well. So all the information I mentioned about the promotion and the giveaway is going to be in the show notes, but let's go ahead and get into this episode, okay? So y'all listen, selling gets to be really, really simple. And if you're having a hard time with sales, you're probably overcomplicating it, if I'm being totally honest. You're either probably overcomplicating it or, you know, you haven't fully gotten clear on your ideal client or you're not communicating the fact that you understand your ideal client and what they need or want, okay? So that being said, when we think about sales strategy, we need to ask ourselves, what is the thing that's actually going to produce sales? And so the answer to that is marketing. Okay. Marketing is a thing where we talk about our offer, right? But sales is actually where we're actually going to make the sale. Okay. So we've got marketing and we've got sales. Okay. So we're just keeping it super simple here. So when it comes to sales strategy, I know the thing that we all want at the end of the day is to make a post and people just come flocking to us. And that's the dream, right? Like, that's what we want. We want to be able to make a post and everybody just come out of the woodworks and go buy our thing without ever having a conversation with anyone. Like, people are just coming to you and just buying and buying and buying. And that's what we want. But here's the thing. Sometimes, actually, most of the time, that doesn't happen right away. And I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you if it is not happening for you yet. It is okay, right? You are learning and you are growing. Now, all that to say, again, it's very, very possible for that to happen, but most likely it's not happening yet. And the thing is that if we are only relying on just this posting, like if the only strategy you have is posting and just telling people to go to the link in bio and buy your thing, but it's not working, then something needs to change, right? Something's got to shift a little bit. And again, like you might be doing that because you see so-and-so who's making a ton of money online doing that, right? And so you're following that person's lead and that's okay. But here's the thing. They probably did other strategies before that that has actually influenced what they're doing now, meaning that wasn't the case for them before. They have probably also posted and gotten crickets. So what I'm trying to say is that if you are not creating a full-time income online yet, you cannot always rely on just making a post and hoping that people go by. Like, there's not really any reliability happening there. So we have to have a really great understanding of what our sales process actually looks like. And there's three major things or steps we need to focus on to actually generate revenue in our business. And y'all, when I focused on these three things, my business exploded. Okay, like, your business does not have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be filled with, you know, fancy sales funnels. You don't even have to have a website, y'all. Like, when I was doing this, I didn't have a website yet. And I went from, you know, I think it was, you know, just shy of like 2K months to 10K plus months. And I think it was 90 days. When I really started focusing on this three-step process, everything changed for me. And I really, really hope and pray it changes for you too. So let's go ahead and touch on the three different pieces of this sales funnel that you need to have in place. So number one is your lead generator. Now, a lead generator is the thing that is going to generate leads for you, okay? So for a lot of you, this will be Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. I know for me, when I was first starting out in coaching, it was Instagram. This is where I spent all my time generating leads, both passively and actively. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, simple is really important. You know, a lot of us, you know, we hear all the time, you know, repurpose, repurpose, repurpose. And repurposing is so important if you have the bandwidth, right? But if you do not have the bandwidth, it kind of becomes complicated. It makes things less simple. And simple is sexy, okay? Simple is very, very, very sexy. Complicated is not. Complicated is very unsexy, okay? So keep this really simple. I would honestly pick 1, 2 max. Like, Instagram was the thing that I focused on, all right, for lead generation, actively and passively. That means I was creating for Instagram. Now, if I wanted to just like repost that on Facebook, like I would. Sometimes I wouldn't. Actually, most of the times I wouldn't. But, you know, really, I just focus on creating for Instagram. Now, again, like I said, I spent all my time generating leads on Instagram alone, and I did it both passively and actively. Now, you're probably like, okay, passively and actively? Tell me more. So, passively was done by me creating content, by collaborations, by referrals, by people sharing posts on their stories, which brought people to me. Okay, so that's all passive. These are things that, you know, you can't really, you know, put a number on, if that makes sense. Like, it's like, okay, I'm going to make a post, but I can't guarantee how many leads are actually going to come from that post, right? It really depends. But I would, you know, focus on creating content so I could passively generate leads. Now, let's talk about active for a second. Actively, this looks like finding your ideal client, engaging with them, and having value-driven, productive conversations with them that could eventually lead to a sale. Now, this does not look like cold selling. I do not teach this. I teach people to actually build relationships with their community and doing it in a way that feels good for both parties involved. And there are many, many, many times where this conversation, this relationship, might actually turn into a sale, or a collaboration, or a speaking event, or even a best friend. And y'all, this really changed the game for me. And not just me, my clients. This process is proven by myself and by my clients. It really does work. It's so awesome. So basically, we are focusing on generating leads, and you can do this both actively and passively. Now, I consider, You know, when someone becomes a follower that is an ideal client of mine, I consider them to be a lead. I consider them to be a very cold lead, okay? So once they become a follower, they're now in the community and they're an ideal client, okay? And we now want to move them to the next stage of our sales funnel. The next piece of our sales funnel is called the accelerator. Now, your accelerator is the thing that is going to accelerate your new leads into warm leads. Now, typically, this is going to look like a freebie, and you want this freebie to directly relate to whatever it is you're selling. Like, you don't want it to be something totally random and off the wall. That's not going to help you here, okay? So, for example, if I want to sell Faith-Fueled Coach Academy, which is my signature course, I would utilize my Attract Your Queendom training as my freebie. Now, this is a free training teaching you how to attract your ideal clients to you, which directly relates to my course. Now, if you want to check out this training for yourself, you can do so by heading to bit.ly/attractyourqueendom. That's bit.ly/attractyourqueendom. And I'm linking that in the show notes for you. Now, just like with the lead generator, we can accelerate our leads both actively and passively. So passively, you can be sharing your freebie and your content via stories or in a podcast like I just did, or a post or an email, and then someone can sign up for it. Or you can do it actively via a direct conversation. Now, I think as business owners, we know that conversations are important, but many business owners don't know how to take a new conversation with an ideal client and turn it into a productive, value-driven conversation that leads to a sale. And you can actually do this by leading them to your freebie first. Now, we do not want to send a message and be like, "Hey, you want my freebie?" And that be like the very first message, okay? That's not going to work. That feels icky. That said though, it's really important to build rapport with them with this kind of active approach. Now we go very in depth with this inside of FCA, my signature course, which again is 30% off right now. You can join by going to www.hannahburnley.com/FCA and use the code 30OFF at checkout. That's 30OFF. And again, I'm going to link that in the show notes for you. And y'all, I cannot tell you just how important learning this skill is. It is so valuable. Sales is all about communication. And if you don't have these communication skills, you probably will not sell your offer. And I'm just being totally honest with you. Learning this skill literally changed everything. Like I said, I went from 2K to 10K months in 3 months just from mastering this skill alone and really focusing on this 3-step sales funnel. Now, once someone gets a hold of your freebie, we can then move on to the next phase of the funnel, and that is focusing on the converter. Now, the converter is the thing that, well, you guessed it, converts your ideal client into a paying client. Now, this converter could be a sales call, a conversation in the DMs, it could be a masterclass or a free challenge. So it could be a lot of different things, but it really depends on you. Now, if you have a one-on-one offer, I really do recommend utilizing a sales call, not just for them, but also for you, so you can get a feel if you even want to be doing one-on-one calls with this person. That's really important. But if you have like a group program or something like that, I would recommend, you know, it being a masterclass or a free challenge or, you know, even DMs. You know, the DMs could be a course or the DMs could be a membership. You know, all that to say, you know, your converter might be different depending on what offer you're selling. So it's really important to think about that 3-step sales funnel depending on your offer. So, you know, if you're focusing on one-on-one coaching, I would recommend,
you know, you picking one lead generator where you're going to focus both actively and passively. Like I said, I did Instagram. Then you're going to want to pick one accelerator. So one freebie that you focus on promoting and delivering, you know, via messages that goes directly with your offer. And then you're going to want to pick one converter, which for one-on-one coaching, I would pick a sales call. So for the sake of this episode, let's say your converter is a sales call. Now, we can lead people to the converter both actively and passively. Now, passively, you can lead people to this via the freebie you sent or even directly from an Instagram post. I've done both, or a story or a podcast episode. You know, you can lead them directly to that stage anytime you want, but I would for sure recommend including that in the freebie that you sent 100%. Now, a second way would be actively. And you can do this by following up with someone you sent the freebie to and offering them a call or the sale if it's not a call, right? Now, I need to put a little disclaimer here, okay? You don't just want to be like, hey, you know, I just sent you your freebie. Hope you liked it. Like, let's hop on a call soon. That's not going to work. It's important to follow up with them on the freebie, see how they liked it, or if they even had time to review it, right? And then ask them their thoughts, ask them if they have any questions, and then you can offer a call or a sale to them, okay? Remember, build some rapport, wait till the right time. That's important. Now, just like with the accelerator, this is where your communication skills come into play. And this is a skill that you have to learn to develop. It's not going to feel like second nature at first. But as you learn, this is going to feel so good for both parties involved. And again, if you really want to learn how to do this, please consider enrolling inside of Faith Fuel Coach Academy. I literally walk you through the entire sales process from start to finish, providing examples and conversation frameworks for you to utilize, and just so much. Okay. This is literally just one phase of the 5-phase course. And there's so much more inside of Faith Fuel Coach Academy. This is only one part of it. But honestly, I truly believe the value of this phase alone is worth the price point of the entire course all by itself. So you're really getting a great deal, especially with the 30% off promotion going on right now. So make sure you head to www.hannahbrenly.com/FCA and use the code 30OFF at checkout to receive 30% off your order. Well, that's it, my friend. That is the simple 3-step sales funnel proven to grow your faith-based business. I truly hope that this blessed you. And I also cannot wait to celebrate my 30th birthday with you. So please, please, please consider participating in the giveaway or enrolling in one of our offers with the promotion. If you missed it, just go back to the beginning of this episode and I share all the juicy details with you. You get 30% off of Faith Fuel Coach Academy, 50% off your first month inside of the collective, and also we are giving away a full scholarship to FCA and also one full year to the collective. So again, if you want details, go back and listen to the first part of this episode. I seriously am just so excited. I can't believe I've been alive for 3 decades. So unreal. But anyways, I hope you have a wonderful week and I will see you in the next episode. Bye, friend. Hey, CEO, don't head out just yet. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, it would mean the absolute world to me if you left a rating and written review of the show. It truly lights a fire in me knowing how God has impacted you through this platform. And since I absolutely adore connecting with you, please, please, please screenshot this episode or your review and post it on your stories and tag me over on Instagram @HannahBrindley. I cannot wait to see you over there. So much love to you.